KSE3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Live from the NOCO Energy Experts Studios, this is News Radio 930 WBEN. The station Buffalo turns to when you need it the most. Awarded the prestigious National Edward R. Murrow Journalism Award for coverage of breaking news. News Radio 930 AM, WBEN.
It's 10 o'clock, mostly cloudy and 75 degrees. Good morning, I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930 WBEN. Top stories for this Saturday, August 17th. A 19-year-old arrested at the Peace Bridge and a 1-year-old infant possibly exposed to a needle is still in critical condition.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with a couple of showers and thunderstorms around, a high of 83.
A 19-year-old American was arrested at the Peace Bridge yesterday afternoon for driving a stolen vehicle and providing a fake name. Border Police made contact with a man who was driving a 2012 Toyota Scion registered in New York. During the initial inspection, he appeared nervous and provided a false name to the officers. Shortly after, officers were alerted by the National Crime Information Center that the license plate on the vehicle matched one that had been reported stolen. The vehicle and driver were taken to the secondary inspection area for further investigation. And after completing their investigation, both the driver and vehicle were turned over to the Buffalo Police Department. He now faces felony charges of criminal possession of stolen property and criminal mischief, as well as misdemeanor charges for criminal impersonation and unauthorized use of a vehicle. A 1-year-old remains in critical condition after a possible needle exposure in Buffalo. Buffalo police responded to a rescue call around 3:15 yesterday on the 400 block of Bussey Avenue. Detectives say police officers rushed the infant female to Oshai's Children's Hospital, and she is still in critical condition. Buffalo police say this is still an ongoing investigation. The Bills face off against the Steelers in Pittsburgh for their second preseason game. After last week's unsettling 33-6 loss against the Bears, it's uncertain which starters head coach Sean McDermott will be playing. However, he did confirm that Josh Allen will see some game time. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock, and you can listen to the full game coverage on our sister station, WGR 550, or on the Odyssey app. The Bills' next preseason game will be at Highmark Stadium next Saturday, where they'll take off against the Panthers. Kickoff for that game is at 1 o'clock. Fairytale Farms will be opening their brand new beehive exhibit today for kids to learn all about beekeeping. The interactive exhibit aims to teach kids the basics of beekeeping, facts about bees, and how honey is brought from farm to the market.
Inside the exhibit, kids will be able to dress like a beekeeper. They'll collect resources like a bee with bee puppets. They'll teach how to bees bring honey to the comb. They'll be able to use flowers that are native to Western New York, model flowers, and a lot of great activities within the exhibit, including some video that will teach kids all about it.
You can check out more on exploreandmore.org for updated hours and to purchase tickets, which are just $13 for adults and kids aged 1 and up. Hurricane Ernesto battering Bermuda, the storm making landfall at the popular tourist destination earlier this Saturday morning. ABC's Morgan Norwood is in Bermuda with the latest.
Hurricane Ernesto making landfall in Bermuda. The eyewall packing its strongest winds and rain, raking over the tiny British island and lashing it with 85-mile-per-hour winds. Most cruise ships pulling out too as locals and tourists hunker down.
We know what to expect. But the anxiety of being in a foreign place while the storm is coming, that's the unnerving part.
Even though it's churning hundreds of miles offshore, Ernesto is bringing dangerous surf and deadly rip currents.
Hammer time!
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you. and another edition of Hammer Time Radio unfolding right here before you. And our subject today is heating and air conditioning with my friends from TRS, Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical, Matt and Jeff. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. You know, we learn a lot from you, and I count on you as a resource on this topic of heating, ventilating, and air conditioning. We're going to get into a lot today. If you have a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning question, certainly this is the show for you at 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And then, of course, there's that Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board where you can write your question in, and we will read it here on the air on WBEN. Hey, by the way, the September class, the Come Home to Cortez cooking class, is filling up. And we're traveling to the Amalfi Coast, folks. And included in the menu, San Marzano tomato sauce, gnocchi sorrentino, and Jerry's making limoncello. Yeah, he's making it from scratch. So this is coming up on the 9th of September. Participate in the class by going to Cortez.net, drop-down menu, come home to Cortez Cooking School, and register yourself and your friend. And how about gifting a class? There's an icon on our website as well for gifting a class. Love to have you come by and not only be part of our class, but take a good look at our headquarters and see everything we do, our kitchens and bathrooms, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, all there on display at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Come out anytime, actually. We'd love to show you around. So, some changes afoot in the AC world with refrigerant. So let's start at the basics. What is refrigerant?
So refrigerant is just a chemical composite that it's in your system, and it's what is able to extract the heat out of your house and get it outside of your house to, for plain and simple terms, to get your house conditioned where it's cool and comfortable during hot, humid temperatures.
Okay, so the present refrigerant that we are using now is being banned.
Yes, they're getting away from it. They've done this, you know, many times throughout the years. They're always trying to improve and find something that's more environmentally friendly. So we still have systems out there that are R22 systems. That's just the type of refrigerant that's in there. So, you know, they've gone from what we had in the past was, you know, R22, and then they went to R410A, and now they're going to 454, and that's just the name of the actual refrigerant that's in there.
But the makeup is different.
Correct. The chemical deposits of this refrigerant changes depending on what they're doing.
So the whole idea is to be more environmentally friendly, I would
correct.
Think, right?
Correct.
And not to damage the ozone layer.
Correct. So when we had R22 refrigerant years ago, that was an ozone-depleting refrigerant. So, of course, they wanted to get away from that. So we got out of those systems, and they went to the newer refrigerant, which is 410A, which is what a lot of people have now. And that doesn't deplete the ozone, but that is a greenhouse gas. So now the push is, well, we got to lower greenhouse gas emissions. So now they've come out with 454B, or R32, or 1234YZ, which is another refrigerant.
How do you keep track of them?
It's very difficult. It really is. And, you know, trying to keep up on this. And, you know, that's something that, you know, with us, I mean, it's just what we do. You know, we're constantly watching right. the market, constantly evolving, constantly changing.
So what does the homeowner need to know?
Well, first of all, when we went from the R22, the older refrigerant, to the 410, we had some issues. All right. And it took us a couple of years to work through those issues.
What were they?
We had leaks in the systems. And that was a big problem and still is a problem with those systems. And I think it goes back to the manufacturing of the equipment and things along that lines where I think that contributed to it. We also increased our pressures. So, you know, on the older systems, on a real hot day, you may have ran 200, 250 pounds of pressure in those copper lines that run from the inside to the outside for your air conditioner. Now on the new refrigerants, you're running 300, 400 pounds of pressure through those lines. So that was a big change that a lot of technicians had to get used to, that, hey, listen, you know, we're double the lines now. Somebody goes out.
Is that because the refrigerant isn't as powerful?
Well, it's just the makeup of the refrigerant and how it operates and the pressures that it needs to function at to be able to extract that heat and things along that lines. I'm not a chemist by any means, so I mean the chemical.
You almost have to be one, though.
Yeah,
Jeffrey.
You kind of do, but you know that's not my strong suit. You know, I follow, you know, what it's made up and what it does, but how the breakdown is in that, I don't know if you'll find an HVAC guy that'd be able to tell you that.
So, okay, back to what the homeowner needs to know. If they're having to obviously replace their condenser, this is a concern. What if they have to service their condenser?
Well, right now they're going to allow us to continue to service the 410 systems that are out there. They're going to have the supply. We're going to be able to service these. However, there is talk that that may change where they may come out and say no as
Who's
of this
they?
Day the government
state
federal, you know, it all depends. You know, the federal is putting some of these regulations in place, but of course New York State is kind of increasing some of that.
I'm not surprised.
Well, no, I'm not, you know. But right now, yes, we can service them. In the future, I can't guarantee that.
Of course, we have to be careful we don't speak against the gas ban. We might have some people start picketing TRS. So, okay, so the homeowner then has to be aware of this change. What's the date?
End of this year.
End of 24.
End of 24. Yep. So January 1st, we have to start installing the new refrigerant in the systems.
So again, if you're servicing a condenser after January 1, you have to replace the existing refrigerant?
We can still keep what's there. We can keep what's there and use what's there. But if they have to replace their system, they're going to go to the new refrigerant.
So if they have to replace their condenser, they have to have the
new
refrigerant.
Yep, correct.
Okay. So I'm sure it's been a pretty active air conditioning season. It seems like it was a warm summer.
Yes.
Yeah. So the average homeowner with servicing their air conditioner, I mean, we're a little bit late here to talk about this now, but just so everyone's forewarned and forearmed perhaps for next year, when should they do that thorough checkup of their system, obviously before the season starts, right?
Everybody's different. And me personally, it's just like your car. You're going on a long trip. You take your car to the mechanic, say, hey, check it over. I'm going on a long trip. I want to make sure everything's good. You know, that's my feeling on it. So you get your AC done in the spring or summer, right before or right as you're using it, so this way you know everything's good and you're prepared for next year. A lot of people are, no, we want to use it, everything works fine, but at the end of the season, we're going to get it checked, maintained, and then we're prepped and ready to start fresh in the spring.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think, to me, something idle has the chance of breaking or maybe not starting up as well.
Absolutely.
Correct. You know?
Absolutely, it does. And you know what a lot of people have to understand, too, is we need certain outdoor temperatures to be able to check your
ACs,
be able
right?
to work on
what
your
ACs. What is it, 70 degrees?
No, 55.
Oh, 55. Okay.
So you're starting ACs in June, maybe a little bit in May, but majority of them in June, and you have till September. So when you have thousands of customers out there, you have a very short amount of time to get those ACs checked and get them working.
Okay. Let's see here. We have a texter who's writing in. It's the same for cars. I prefer R12 cooling system because it was so much more efficient, colder, and you didn't need as much of the refrigerant. So is there an issue there with the temperature range of what a refrigerant can do?
Yes, there is. They're saying actually, and again, this is, you know, proof's going to be in the pudding, but they're saying right now the 454, the new refrigerant, is going to be more efficient than what we're using right now. It's going to be able to extract the heat better. Again, we got to wait and see. You know, we don't know if this is going to be true or not.
Is this the same refrigerant that's in cars?
Well, yes. It's so the 454 is made up of the refrigerant that's in cars right now and another, the R32, that's what makes up the 454. So a lot of the new cars that are out there, a lot of refrigerators that are out there now in homes, and probably for the past year or two, have already had this new refrigerant in them.
Now, you mentioned that this new refrigerant is flammable.
Correct. It is mildly flammable.
So we solved one problem and created another?
Correct. And the big thing that's going to be is with these new systems is there's going to be sensors on them in your basement. So if for some reason you do have a refrigerant leak in the new systems and the sensor catches it, it's going to shut your system down as a safety feature. But again, Is this going to be a nuisance problem?
Yeah.
Is this going to pick up the methane gas coming off of your sump pump when it dries out in the summertime? We don't know.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Again, these are all the things that are the unknown, and we won't know till we get into it.
TRS Heating and Air Conditioning, our guests in studio, your questions are welcome. 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And, of course, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Ortiz. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week you hear me talk with one of the area branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. Today I have Anthony Verhagen here from the Depew branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. I know you know about our great business checking account, but did you know that we offer personal and nonprofit checking accounts as well? We know that different people have different banking needs. That's why we have a checking account for everyone. All of our accounts offer the very latest in online banking tools, including our state-of-the-art mobile app, a free debit card, and online bill pay. At Lakeshore Savings Bank, you don't have to sacrifice the customized personal service you deserve in order to get the checking account you need and access to the latest banking technology. Open an account with us and get the best of both worlds. We're open until noon today. Call us at 716-898-2022. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Tired of hearing scary ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. We may be able to significantly reduce and even eliminate what you owe to the IRS. Taxpayers should know, huge savings are now being made available through the Fresh Start program that can drastically reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. Even if you haven't filed your taxes in years or are facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, or under audit, we can help. We've earned over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today. To see what savings you may qualify for, visit us online at TRA.com or call us at 800-511-0379. 800-511-0379. Again, that's 800-511-0379. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hey, Dominic here for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. Guess what? The end of summer sale is on now, and you can take 15% off their regular prices. Wow, what a great discount. 15% off your Gorilla floor, or 15% off Gorilla cabinetry, organizational equipment. Also, keep in mind, Gorilla Garage Gear is there for you for everything for your garage. Garage doors, epoxy floors, organizing your garage. And keep in mind as well that they do not use polyurea. What's polyurea? Well, it offers quick drying and allows for one-day installation of epoxy floors, but it lacks proper protection against vapor penetration and therefore the chance for delamination. Gorilla Garage Gear can promise you no delamination, and they offer you a 15-year warranty. Call them today. Ask for the 15% end-of-season Hammer Time special. Here's the number. 716-715-6927. 715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Confronted with the bustle of life, never forget to delight in the beauty that surrounds us every day, like a new Lincoln from Westur Lincoln. Perhaps a luxurious new 2024 Lincoln Aviator with third row seating, or maybe a new 2024 Lincoln Navigator to cruise around Western New York. There is no wrong answer. And best of all, right now purchase a new 2024 Lincoln Navigator or a new 2024 Lincoln Aviator and receive 0% APR financing for 60 months. 0% APR financing for 60 months on approved credit at 16.67 per thousand financed through Lincoln Automotive Financial Services. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by August 31st. See dealer for details. And remember to avail yourself of the exclusive Westur Lincoln Concierge Service, where we bring any new Lincoln to you to test drive at your convenience. And then after purchase, pick up your vehicle and return it following any service appointment. If you're thinking Lincoln, think Westur Lincoln, the exclusive new Lincoln dealer in Western New York, right across Millersport Highway from Westur Ford in Amherst.
An evening with the Platters. All with their biggest hits. The Platters, live for two nights. November 6th and 7th, the Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss The Platters in concert.
Rob Ray here for the Financial Guys Home and Auto Insurance. If you feel like your insurance company is running up the rates on you, now's the time to let the Financial Guys put a stop to it with a 14-minute insurance rate check. The Financial Guys will shop over 25 companies to get you the right coverage at the best rate for your home, auto, and business insurance. Get your insurance rate check today. Call 855-TFG-AUTO. That's 855-834-2886.
Hey, Dominic here. Looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? Well, how about Flooring Solutions of Western New York? They do have the flooring solution for you. They offer you top-notch options, stunning luxurious vinyl tile and plank like Cortec, to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk. They indeed have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. That's Flooring Solutions of WNY.com, or better than that, stop in and see them. They're located on Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Tell me, can you feel it? Tell me, can you feel it? Tell me, can you feel it? The heat.
Is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortese, my guests from TRS Heating and Air Conditioning, our HVAC experts, Jeff Winarski and Matt Schultz, and we're taking your questions about AC heating and the new refrigerant laws and anything around the house that needs their attention for your AC and heating needs. A question for Matt. My tenant has been smoking downstairs, and the smell is getting into my unit upstairs. When my air kicks on, what is happening? And I'm at my wit's end over here. Go Bills. Yep, we always like to end every question with Go Bills. Go ahead, what's the answer?
So, first answer is I would tell your tenant to stop smoking.
Amen.
In the house. could be a couple different things. I mean, smoke is tough to get rid of in a house. You know, we can come in, put an air purifier on, put an air cleaner on, but still. I'm guessing maybe the smoke is coming through the floor and you're just not smelling it until your furnace comes on, until your air conditioning comes on and actually is pushing the smoke air throughout the house. Otherwise, you know, if you got two systems downstairs, is there a cross between the return duct? Is there a mistake made from the beginning where maybe your system is pulling return air from their house, or do they have leaky ducts?
So explain, if you could, Matt, how does return air work for the air conditioning side of the furnace? Is it the same as for the heating?
Same as for the seating, mm-hmm. heating, yes. But you go into an older home, who knows who did the system, mm-hmm. before inspections, things like that. They could be sharing the same return from the first floor.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you have leaky ducts, if both sets of ducts are leaking and their system's on and it's leaking through the exhaust duct and the downstairs tenant, and then yours comes on and it's pulling it in through the leaks in your return duct, that could be happening too.
Mm-hmm. So the key answer to that question is that you're the landlord. So
yep. You make the rules.
There you go. Okay. Is it more efficient to turn on the furnace fan? This is a good one. Is it more efficient to turn the furnace fan on to run the AC cycles as air in the system is still cold when the AC turns off?
I wouldn't say it's more efficient. It's going to help with uneven temperatures throughout the house.
Yeah.
The manufacturers recommend that you do run the furnace fan all the time.
Really?
Yes. It's better for the system. The starting and stopping of the system is just going to wear on the blower motor on the mm-hmm. furnace.
Gosh, you wouldn't think that, but you know, I always wonder about that with my system at home because, as you well know, because you've been over to help me with it, I have the system in the attic, and it does cycle on and off. So if I switch that fan on, you think it might be more beneficial?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's going to circulate that air, number one, even out the temperatures, and it stops that motor again from starting and stopping every time.
Yeah.
So it will help.
Okay, let's see here. Automotive refrigerant common R134
recharge canister equals $50 automotive refrigerant. New vehicle R1234 YF canister, $159.
Correct.
So what's the story there?
Well, it's the new refrigerant.
It's more expensive.
More expensive. You know, and this is, again, and it's something that I still don't understand. I have to be certified. I have to be licensed to be able to work with the refrigerants. But yet anybody can go out to the AutoStar and buy a can and recharge your car. It just mind boggles me.
So the, at that level, there's no certification?
I guess not. You know, anybody can go and grab. They sell kits in the auto parts stores to recharge your AC and everything else. I don't know how that all works.
Interesting. So there's a level of government control that's missing there is what you're saying.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. But yes, the new refrigerant, from what I'm actually seeing on our end also, the new refrigerant is going to be more expensive than the refrigerant that we're currently using.
So be prepared for higher service costs than when this kicks in for you guys.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. If there's a problem and we have to get in a refrigerant and things like that, yes, prices are going to be more expensive.
So I want to get to what happened at my daughter's house. You guys did my daughter's system in her new house, and there's the fresh air induction unit that actually brings air from the outside directly into the system, which is a great idea because it helps eliminate this problem with, you know, the smoke smell, right? Because it's giving you fresh air from outside. However, what happened at her house is a swarm of mosquitoes, or maybe one got in and they all followed, who knows, all got sucked in to her air induction unit.
Yep. Happens all the time. We see it when we go out and we do maintenance on them or do repairs on them. You know, the insides of the cabinets, well, you know, they have dirt, they have debris, they have bugs in them. So we have to go in and clean them out. There's screens on the actual hoods on the outside.
So they're easy to clean, right?
Yeah, but again, I mean, it's just a screen on the outside. So if bugs are small enough, they're going to get by the screens, and yeah, they're going to end up in the systems.
Okay. When we come back after the bottom of the hour news break, we're going to talk to Matt and Jeff about the 2026 mandate, which is just around the corner, for new construction that would require 100% electric, and it's how it's going to affect their business, and of course, the cost of everything. We're going to get to that, and of course, anything you want to speak to them about, 803-0930, it is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. Zachary Penkew standing by with the latest from the WBN Newsroom. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Dominic. It is 10:30, 75, and mostly cloudy. Good morning, I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930 WBEN. A Buffalo firefighter is in the hospital this morning after responding to a three-alarm fire at 325 Connecticut Street. Fire officials say that over 70 firefighters helped fight the flames, which ended up causing over $400,000 in damage. A one-year-old infant remains in critical condition after possibly being exposed to a needle. Officers reported to the rescue call at the 400 block of Busty Avenue yesterday and rushed the infant to Osheis Children's Hospital. Police say this is still an ongoing investigation. And a 19-year-old man was arrested yesterday after attempting to drive a stolen vehicle over the border and giving officers a fake name. He now faces a lengthy list of charges, including criminal possession of stolen property, criminal mischief, criminal impersonation, and unauthorized use of a vehicle. And the WBEN just called Jed First Alert forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and humid with a couple of showers and thunderstorms, high of 83. Tonight, mostly cloudy and humid with a couple showers and thunderstorms, low 69. Tomorrow, it's going to be mostly cloudy and humid with some thundershowers at a high of 76. And looking at Monday, it's going to be cloudy and cooler with more showers and thunderstorms at a high of 67. Right now, 75 degrees and mostly cloudy. I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, we're talking AC, and of course, your heating and air conditioning system runs through your house. It's really the backbone to keep you comfortable at home, whether it's in the winter or the summer. And in the summer, of course, the moisture that collects in your ductwork could be a problem because it could attract other things that we don't want in your ductwork, like dust mites, dust mite feces. The moisture actually could add to this. And of course, the only way you can unequivocally get this resolved is by having my friends at Indoor Air Professionals come over. With the patented column duct cleaning system, they will insert the column duct head into your ductwork, and with high pressure, they'll blast everything off the sidewalls of your ductwork. And then, of course, with negative pressure, they'll suck it out, and they leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Of course, with high humidity, we need dehumidification too. And the April Air high capacity dehumidifier, also available through Indoor Professionals, not to mention the medical grade air purifiers. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yes, I heard the first part of your show about all the refrigerant, but I just want to shout out to Matt and Jeff, as they're one of our great contracting partners that will refer us for duct cleaning. And they just do a fantastic job to make sure that your house stays cool and far less humid. And then we take over from there to make sure that the situation is healthy by a thorough duct cleaning, getting 95 to 99% of all the contamination out of the system.
There you go.
And of course, yeah, we also have the medical grade air purifiers by Healthway that are 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters, and they're just amazing, both the portables and ones that do hook central onto the system.
683-3000 in the 716, extension 303, that's 716-683-3000, extension 303 drops you right in Peter's lap at his extension. Peter, the August 17th extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts are?
Okay, so we're going to change it up just a little bit. We are going to go to, for duct cleaning, it's probably won't do this because we're heading into the heating season and it gets very busy, but we'll do a 20% off for any caller today for duct cleaning.
Wow.
As well as we also will take 300 off the April Air high capacity dehumidifier and 350 off the Healthway portable medical grade air purifier.
Amazing discounts, and only you can get them by calling Peter right now. Again, 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Easier. With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
With 18 new car brands and 18 locations, the Maguire Automotive Group has what you're looking for less, a lot less. And here's why. Maguire offers every new and pre-owned vehicle we sell at our upfront lowest price, guaranteed. You can shop confidently knowing the price you see is the price you pay. There are no guessing games. We research every vehicle we sell against our competitors, so our price is guaranteed to be the best price possible, no matter which Maguire vehicle you choose. Plus, through every step of the car buying process, you'll work with the same salary product specialist from start to finish, the way car shopping should be. This way, your experience is customized to you, including financing options, so your savings is maximized. See Maguire today and avoid the surprises. Our upfront, transparent way of buying saves you time and money. Maguire in Ithaca, Trumansburg, Watkins Glen, Syracuse, Baldwinsville, Canandaigua, and Grand Island. Maguire, right by you. Or quick as a click at MaguireCars.com.
Why spend weekends restacking wood? With Always Warm Stove and Chimney, say goodbye to the chores. Install a natural gas fireplace from Always Warm Stove and Chimney. Always Warm's showroom has models from Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire. Save with a high-efficiency, low-operating-cost natural gas fireplace. Imagine warming up your room with the touch of a button. Always Warm has a variety of remote control and blower options that keep you feeling toasty and add a touch of class that will make you look like the toast of the town. Choosing a Lopi or Fireplace Extraordinaire natural gas model means no wood to chop, store, or carry, and no ashes to clean up. Natural gas, fueling tomorrow, today. Using less, doing more. Transform your home from always cold to always warm and receive rebates by installing a high-efficiency natural gas fireplace with Always Warm's expert sales and installation team. Visit Always Warm in Lockport or find them online at alwayswarmstoves.com. That's A-L-L-W-A-Y-S warmstoves.com. Always Warm Stove and Chimney, always worth a trip.
Hey, Hey, it's Dominic here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or your sump pump quits. Yuck. Or you find water where there shouldn't be. What do you do? Well, I'll tell you. Call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Don is a master plumber, and he's been so for over 35 years. His customer retention rate, folks, is a whopping 98%. Now, that tells you everything you need to know. So, take my advice and put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it, and here it is. 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Online at plumbinghelp.net.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-513-4444. 800-513-4444. 800-513-4444.
Hey, Dominic here. When it comes to big jobs like fixing your roof, I can't stress enough the importance of picking a reputable company that's known for its excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing also offers 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Gonna be a cool night, just let me hold you by the firelight. If it don't feel right, you can go. Oh, and the cool night brings back memories of a good life when this love was.
10:40 is Hammer Time. Couple things to tell you about the Ukrainian American Day. Henry mentioned this. In the morning show, it is actually next Sunday, the 25th of August, at the Ukrainian Cultural Center at 562 Genesee Street. The Ukrainian American Day, Sunday the 25th of August, not tomorrow. Also, I only have 1,000 tickets left, folks, for the Porsche raffle for 24. That's right, only 1,000 tickets remain, and you know how this is. It sells out every year. You can win a 2024 Porsche 718 Boxster Macan or take $50,000 in cash. It's $50 for one ticket, $100 for three, or the Wolfpack, $300 for nine tickets. And there's some additional prizes as well. So what you need to do is go to ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com. That's ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com. The live drawing will be September the 8th at 7 p.m. after the game at Northtown Porsche on Main Street in Williamsville. That's actually in Clarence. And that's on the 8th of September. Again, the 2024 Porsche raffle, only 1,000 tickets remain. 2024 Porsche 718 Boxster or Macan could be yours. But you know what they say. You need to be in it to win it. 803-0930. To the phones we go, and we're traveling to Las Vegas. And John, you're on WBEN.
How you doing? Yeah, I got a compressor problem.
Okay.
And I just had the service done with it. They put a brand new compressor in. I have two air conditioners for the home. It's 3,000 square feet. And what's happened is the compressor is Freon, and they did put the new Freon in for the system here, still in Vegas. So that was covered. I got it covered this time. So the problem is now, I don't know if it's the thermostats or anything like that. There's two new thermostats within the last year, upper and lower. But at night, you know, we go into the room, it's about 72, 73, and then at night it goes up to about 78. And nothing's been touched on the thermostats at all. Is it a thermostat issue?
I think it's an insulation issue.
No, it possibly could be a thermostat. I would take a look and see if you're running a program mode on that thermostat, because it could be set so at, you know, if it's still set to what the factory setting is when they install the thermostat, there's a chance that 10, 11 o'clock at night, it's actually setting itself for 78 degrees.
I see.
And not actually turning the system on.
But also, I would have the insulation levels checked, because with the heat of the day, you may be pushing your system to its limit,
and
that would rise the temperature.
Yeah. Yep, it's very possible. I mean, there could be a couple different things.
It doesn't go up until at night. It doesn't go up during the day. During the day,
yeah,
stays.
Maybe Jeff's got it. Yeah.
What should I be setting the temperature at for the both units? The downstairs unit, I have it set about 73, 72, and the same thing for upstairs. But I both have both thermostats on manual. They're on manual. I know that. I took them off of the program itself.
Are they smart thermostats or just plain digital programmable ones?
The programmable ones.
Yeah, I would check the program on it. And as far as setting goes, that's a personal preference. You know, everybody has their own comfort level, so you have to set it to where you're comfortable. If you're running them 73 during the day and you're comfortable with that, I would leave them at 73 at night.
You know, you guys talk a bit about how important it is to ventilate your attic, especially in both seasons, heating and cooling.
Correct.
Because you want to get the heat out of your attic all the time.
Correct. Yep, you want to move that heat, and, you know, that also could be affecting it. You know, like Dominic said, if you aren't exchanging that air in your attic, if you don't have adequate insulation, or your insulation's, you know, kind of broken down over the years, you could be retaining some heat up in that attic, and then at night it's actually making its way down into the house.
John, do you have a furnace?
Yes. Well, it's the air conditioner furnace all tied into one.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Do you ever see the furnace turn on where you need heat?
Oh, when I need heat, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just curious how it works out in Vegas, whether you even need to have a furnace system. I guess probably everywhere in the country at some point it's cool enough where you need to heat. Yeah.
Sometimes during the winter, yeah.
Yeah.
It does cool, but not to the extent it does, you know, in Buffalo. But that's the problem we have. The units, new compressors, Freon was overly expensive. The one time I didn't have coverage on it, cost me $1,300 just to put the Freon back in.
Sounds about
so
right.
it's a mess. And they started the system over here where they can't do anything until your units are totally dead. So they can replace the Freon, which they did. But the next time I needed a whole air conditioner, I won't be able to do that.
Yeah.
Now, Jeff, is he misspeaking by using the term Freon? Because hasn't been used for a while, right?
It hasn't been. I mean, that's what everybody refers to as. Yes, it is refrigerant. It's not Freon anymore. But that's what the normal people, the homeowners, that's what they know it as. They know it as Freon, so that's what everybody refers it to.
Yeah, okay. All right, John, thanks for listening in Las Vegas.
Thank you, bye.
All right. Probably 100 degrees there right now.
Yeah,
maybe
probably
more.
Is.
Let's move along to Tonawanda. And Paul, good morning. We're at your house.
Good morning. I have a 1,500 square foot addition that we had put on 18 years ago, and it has its own HVAC system. And when it's really hot out, if it's in the high 80s, 90, we'll turn this thing down to just to 73 degrees, and it'll just run forever. It might shut off in the middle of the night if it gets down to that, but it never shuts off
during
the day.
What kind of system is it?
It was made by Amana.
But is it a furnace?
A furnace and AC?
Furnace with an air conditioner. The unit sits outside. The
but it's a ducted system. There's ductwork under the floor of the addition.
It's forced air, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does it get down to the temperature you want it to?
Never during the day. It'll never get there. And at night, it might, you know, because it cools down a little at night outside. And we have great insulation. We had isonine put in, which is that spray foam. But, you know, we had the addition made. In the winter, the heat's great. I mean, we could cold out the furnace.
Has this always been a problem, or is this something new that you're experiencing?
No, it's really always been a problem. And I think we called the installer out once in the early days, and you know, I think they just gave us some fluff, and you know, you don't notice it right away because mm-hmm. of the fact that it's, you know, it doesn't get hot right away, and then it just never seemed to work adequately. I mean, I've been in people's houses where they'll have it down in the 60s, and it's like I could never get my house into the 60s. It wouldn't work.
We would probably have to start with the sizing of it, make sure mm-hmm. that the system is sized properly for what you're trying to condition. And then if we can confirm that, yes, you have the proper size system in there, then we have to look at the setup and operation.
So it could be the size of the condenser. How does it work in the wintertime? Is there any problem in the wintertime?
No, the heat's great in the wintertime. Okay. In fact, because of the insulation, it could be,
right.
It gets cold outside, and our furnace will rarely come on at night yeah. because we put it down to 62.
I think Jeff nailed it. I think it's the size of the condenser.
Could be. I mean, sometimes you need more for cooling than you do for heating.
Yeah.
And well, that's where you got to start.
My thoughts, and I don't know how would I understand that. I mean, how the air that comes out of the ducts is cool, but maybe is it not cool enough? Is that
well? It's not that it's not cool. It's that it doesn't have the capacity to get the house down to the temperature or maintain the temperature that you want. Mm-hmm. It will be cool air that's coming out of there. It's just you don't have the capacity to get rid of that heat that's in the house.
There you go.
Okay. So the system may have not been sized properly.
Possibly.
In the beginning. So
correct.
I'd have to have somebody come in and do the calculations necessary to determine the size it would need to be.
That is correct.
Yeah, that somebody is trsheatingandairconditioning.com. Give them a call.
TRS.
All right, Paul?
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Paul. Yep, trsheatingandairconditioning.com is the website. Let's give the phone number out, too, guys.
That's 716-825-9911.
9911. What we'll do now, it's 10:48. We'll take our next and last break, and we'll be back with more. Hammer Time Radio, we'll be right back, right after this. Well, we're fortunate here to have some great sponsors to this radio program, including TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. Another one is Lenco, and Lenco for easy, affordable exterior upgrades. I can send you to Lenco, and you can check out Tando Stack Stone and Beach House Shake Siding at Lenco. Tando Stack Stone and Beach House Shake Siding in stock at Lenco. Get all the pieces you need, channels, corners, and panels, all at Lenco right now. Tando's composite materials are durable with long-lasting colors, and they're easy to install whether you're a pro or a DIYer. Choose from three popular colors for stack stone and two for beach house shake. They complement any style for your residential or commercial exterior. Tando's composite siding is the affordable option for any exterior update. Those in the know, visit one of Lenco's three convenient locations and online at lenco.supplies. That's Lenco.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Go wild!
Imagine over 1,000 exotic birds and animals roaming wild. Come face to face with lions and nature's most amazing creatures, all closer than you'd ever imagined. African Lion Safari, Canada's original safari adventure.
African Lion Safari.
Celebrating 55 wild years. Book your adventure today at lionsafari.com.
Hey, it's Bowerly for Transitown Kia. Hope I'm not rushing things, but all-wheel drive season is coming, and my friends at Transitown Kia have an offer for you. A new all-wheel drive Kia Sportage X-Line loaded with the premium package, which includes panoramic sunroof, power liftgate, heated seats, leather, and more. And the offers on this Sportage for this month are incredible. Go to TransitTownKia.com, click on lease offers. You'll find a low lease offer. And for those who want to finance, a low APR offer, like under 1% low. As a matter of fact, I'm driving this Sportage right now, and trust me, it's worth every penny. An incredible vehicle, the Sportage X-Line all-wheel drive. On special at Transitown Kia this month. It is an amazing value. Check it all out at TransitTownKia.com. Transitown Kia, the Southtown's premier Kia dealership. Transitown Kia, that's TransitownKia.com. Tell them Bowerly sent you.
Keep your yard pest-free with Mosquito Hunters of Buffalo. Mosquito Hunters helps with rodents, yellow jackets, deer, ticks, fleas, mosquitoes, and ants. clients. They're also the exclusive installer of ThermoCell Live Smart Repellent System, an installed mosquito control system that protects your patio space and more from mosquitoes. This smart repellent mosquito control system can be used around pets and kids. Live is the perfect treatment for smaller yards, patios, or pool areas. Call 716-407-3230 or visit mosquitohunters.com.
Mosquito Hunters.
Hi, I'm Steve Tasker.
And I'm Alex for Wester Hyundai and the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, with deals that people can't stay away from, purchase or lease.
Like 1.99% APR for 60 months when you purchase a new 2024 Hyundai Elantra or a new 2024 Hyundai Tucson. 1.99% APR financing for 60 months on approved credit at 17.48 per thousand finance through Hyundai Motor Finance Company. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by August 31st. See dealer for details.
Plus, when you purchase your new 2024 Hyundai Elantra or new 2024 Hyundai Tucson, you get Hyundai complimentary maintenance covering normal factory scheduled maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first, at no charge.
Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, and Hyundai's owner assurance.
Just go to westerhyundai.com or come into Wester Hyundai on Transit Road in Williamsville, north of Maple.
This is one great deal.
It's really great.
Welcome to Western New York.
Summer is here, which means pool days, beach trips, and yeah, you guessed it, traffic jams. Oh yeah, and heat waves. Don't let summer catch you by surprise. Get the local news you need, no matter what you're up to, with the free Odyssey app. And never miss a beat with alerts on breaking stories sent directly to your phone. Listen today on the free Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
For all your HVAC needs, folks, remember TRS. In studio today, trsheatingandairconditioning.com, 716-825-9911. Extra special Hammer Time discounts today. We've got an extra $10 off your AC or your furnace tune-up for $89 instead of $99. And then the $125 great discount there, folks, on the generator tune-up. They'll come by and service your generator. They'll change the oil. And they'll mark their calendar so you don't have to worry about marking yours for them to come by. And also, they have other service programs, too. Tell us about those.
We have annual agreements with customers that you sign up for. And we'll come out, we do your furnace, we do your AC, we'll do your boiler, your generator, whatever you wish to have us do. We'll come out, you know, every year and take care of them.
TRS, heatingandairconditioning.com. Give them a call today at 716-825-9911 and tell them you listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio and get that extra $10 off.
It was the heat of the moment.
TRS Heating and Air Conditioning, our guests in studio, taking your HVAC questions. And as we move along now to Buffalo and chat with Ray. Good morning, Ray. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. I want to talk about preventive maintenance for my air conditioner for my personal home. What steps should be done to have the air conditioner checked out? Do the fins need to be cleaned? There's something called a capacitor on it. Does that have to be replaced as a preventative maintenance? And about mold buildup, like there's a condenser somewhere inside the furnace or a coil or something. Does mold build up in there, and do you need to do something to prevent mold from building up in the drain pipes or the condenser where it condenses the air?
Bunch of great questions there. So number one, with the mold, if the coil downstairs in the basement that's on top of the furnace, evaporator coil, as long as you maintain the drain on that so that that water can drain out of there and drain out of there properly, then you don't have to worry about the mold or mildew building up inside of the evaporator coil. As far as the outdoor unit goes, yes, you have a contactor, you have a capacitor. Those are wear items. Those do need to be replaced. They do get worn down over time. And the condenser coil, it does need to be cleaned. Again, depending on how much cottonwood's flying around, how you cut your grass, that will determine whether it's every year, every other year, or you know how often that needs to be done, a couple times a year.
Okay. Great question. Thanks for calling in, Ray.
Thank you for your information.
Okay. Appreciate that. Texter's writing, Dominic, how much is it going to cost to install a new AC system with a new refrigerant?
The short answer is more. Anytime the manufacturers can get more money out of us, they do. We don't really know what the prices are going to be yet. I can tell you that from experience just with the 410A systems that you're probably not going to get the lifespan out of the unit like you do now, or like you did with an R22 system that maybe you didn't touch for 25 years and it worked. Now we might be out 2 to 3 times in the lifespan of that unit fixing it. So with all this technology, with all this efficiency, is going to come more problems and more cost to the consumer.
Now you guys are on the cutting edge, of this. Do you have something in mind that would be better than what's being proposed? Or is this just a reality of dealing with the environmental issues?
Yeah, this is just a reality. Unfortunately, we don't have control over it.
Yeah.
You know, this is something handed to us and we got to work with.
Before the show ends, I want you to comment about what's going to happen January 1, 26, when new construction goes 100% electric. Are you guys ready for that?
I don't think anybody's ready for it. I don't think the builders are ready for it. I don't know if the manufacturers are ready for it. The wholesalers around in the area are ready for it. Customers aren't ready for it. Things are going to be much different. How your system operates, what it's going to cost to run these systems. Mm-hmm. This is a whole learning curve that I don't think locally anybody is ready for.
So you deal with new home construction with the builders, and you're saying they're not ready?
No. I mean, they look to us all the time. They're still fighting it. They're trying to fight this tooth and nail.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's not enough money in the Builders Association to make a difference. But it's going to be, you know, you might have two systems in your house now, and those could be 260. You might need 200 amps for just your HVAC system. What's that going to cost to run?
That's ridiculous. Texter's writing, Dominic, great show. Well, thank you for that. I just had a ridge vent put on my roof. I also have existing gable vents on each end of my home. My neighbor said I should block the gable vents. Is this a good idea? Paul in Pendleton. Paul, you do need to think about a consistent and uninterrupted airflow to properly conduct the air in and out of your attic. So it could very well be that the gable vents are going to conflict with the ridge vents. You also should have soffit vents to let the air induce. So it's kind of a whole formula of induction and exit. And it is definitely possible that the gable vents could block the airflow and create more of a problem of a vacuum. And that's what we don't want. We want to keep our attics as cool as possible at every time of the year.
Yep. Yeah, all year round.
Your attic should be the same temperature as outside, and that's what you're shooting for.
Yep. And of course, Jeff, you came over and helped me with a big issue I was having with ice because of my AC AC air handlers in the attic.
Yep.
And the heat that was being generated from that in the wintertime was causing the ice formation.
Yep.
And then you turned a fan on for me up there, and it's running 24/7, 365.
Yep. And I'm sure it's made your air conditioner on the second floor run a lot better also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, guys, you know, we always learn so much from you. We look forward to your next visit. Thanks again. TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com. Remember, you get an extra $10 off for your AC tune-up and your furnace tune-up, $125 for your generator tune-up. Take advantage of these great prices, guys. This is extra special discounts just for you, the Hammer Time Radio WBN listening audience. Again, see you guys soon.
See you soon.
Have a good day.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.